The information presented is for informational purposes only. The opinions expressed are not necessarily the opinions of any Daikin company. This information should not be confused for accounting, legal, medical, or other professional advice. Please seek advice from a qualified professional for any specific questions.
Welcome to the Accelerated HVAC Success Program. My name is Ben Middleton. I'm the National Sales Training Manager for the Goodman, Amana, and Daikin brands. Today, I'm joined with Paul Previtt. He is the owner of Previtt Heating and Air Conditioning. Paul, thank you so much for joining us.
Great to be here.
So, Paul, the first question we're asking everybody is, how in the world did you get into HVAC?
It's a long time ago, before air conditioning was a thing. So I had a choice between going to air conditioning school back in 1975, or being a laborer. I took air conditioning school, so I've been doing it ever since. That's my dad said to me, he goes, you can't be an electrician, but how about air conditioning? I think it might be a thing. So I think he was right. He was right. It's back then, it was interesting because only rich people had air conditioning. Mm-hmm. It was either that or funeral homes. They needed air conditioning to keep everybody cool. So, which is a nice way of saying from rotting. Mm-hmm. So, that's it.
So did you start off with running your own company? Or
No. I worked for a company for quite a few years. I worked up to service manager. I had quite a few people working under me. And then it was a natural progression at that particular point that I wanted to start my own company. And my wife and I, we ventured off and we did that back in 1989.
Okay. Well, congratulations.
Yeah. That's 35. So I did the math before I came here.
So I have to ask the next question. Then you've been in the industry for a long time. Yes. Obviously, Daikin hasn't been in North America that long.
No.
How did you get your involvement with Daikin? And I think you've been working with Amana for a while
I have been. Amana quite a while.
Yeah.
Daikin was the choice for us because we're in the Northeast mm-hmm. with the Mass Save program. Mm-hmm. And they have some fabulous rebates there. So we needed a product that would cover those rebates. And the Daikin Fit was that product, which was on the Massachusetts qualified product list. So I became a Daikin Pro dealer, and we were selling Fit. And we still sell Fit, but now we have the Amana S product that we do use, the enhanced version mm-hmm. that does qualify for that product. And we couple that with furnaces, and heat pumps and heat pump technologies, inverter technologies, and all the other good things that go along with it as far as even being quiet. Mm-hmm. So that's my big thing. We call it the Amana S because it's silent.
What things would you say your customers enjoy about the Amana or the Daikin product? What are some of the biggest things that customers are drawn to?
So far, they haven't really, I don't have any feedback on the amount of savings. Typically, I'm telling them there's a 30% savings from mm-hmm. from the conventional non-intelligent units. But the big thing is the noise level that we really sell that. I even have a video on my website that shows this is the Amana S working, mm-hmm. and there's birds chirping in the background. So people really like that. So that is a, one of our big selling points. And it's really, that's, I would say, the main thing is the silent. People are interested. And the rebates. The rebates are the big draw.
So as we roll into 2024, there's a big change happening in refrigerants.
Yes.
We're going to a low global warming potential mandate that we have. And Daikin was the first to come out and say, hey, we're going R32. And then we started to see many competitors decide to go with an alternative with R454B. Why do you think R32 is the right choice?
Well, it's been in Europe for quite a while,
mm-hmm.
and I've been following the progress of that. And even before Daikin had picked that refrigerant, and I'm like, I looked at them both too, and I hate having to carry another refrigerant in my truck. That's going to be, you know, three refrigerant jugs that I'm going to have to carry. Because there's still quite a few R22 units mm-hmm. out there.
Right.
And, but that gives us more of an opportunity to sell, because if it's R22, it's going to have to go. R32 just seems to be the right choice. And that's the one I'm going to be going with. And maybe the other equipment manufacturers will come around too. I don't know. But they probably won't. So we'll carry more refrigerant jugs mm-hmm. going back. I've been in the business for so long. I've been through the changeovers in the different refrigerants and 502, 500. There's a whole list. We used to call it the flavor of the day. So we got rid of a lot of refrigerants because we did a lot of refrigeration too. So there's many, many. So this isn't so hard.
So Daikin has a big, you know, big goal of inverterizing North America. How do you see that goal that Daikin has, inverterizing North America, really impacting you as a local business area in your market?
I think it's a huge opportunity. Just because of the fact that everybody is sick of the size of the big box units,
mm-hmm.
trying to take them off the truck, get them into location. These units are more compact, they're more efficient, and they don't dim the lights when they come on. So that's a big one. I use that as a sales pitch. Do your lights dim? Well, it won't anymore. So just because the electrical draw is going to be so much less.
So also as we move into 2024, you know, I'm kind of asking everybody, you know, what's your crystal ball, so to speak, say? What do you think some of the challenges that we might see in the HVAC industry as we roll into 2024?
The cost of the systems are increasing so much, and then the efficiencies of the furnaces are going to be a huge challenge, because once the government takes the 80% furnaces out of the mix, I'm going to have to come up with a alternative to furnaces in the attic, because you just can't put a condensing furnace mm-hmm. in the attic. So you either replace it now, or you're going to have to do something as far as just heat pump only. So that's where the inverter technology is going to come into play, as far as the alternative to having a gas furnace in the attic, still keeping the gas furnace in the basement, but using the heat pump only inverter technology to replace the systems in the attic, because we need an alternative for the MassSave program.
Mm.
So everything's driven by MassSave in Massachusetts.
What do you see the big opportunities are as we roll into 2024? What are you excited for? Where do you see opportunities as a business owner?
It's out there. It's there for you to grab as a business owner, and having at least an option that you can give people that can qualify, can save them money. The only downfall to everything is the systems are so much more expensive now. As long as you have financing involved, a good financing program, then it should help with those hurdles that we see. So that's the big downfall of any system that you're going to be putting in now. Prices have increased so much that change now, because it's only going to get more expensive.
Is there anything that you would like to share with other fellow HVAC contractors, words of encouragement, thoughts, or words of wisdom that you have for all the other, maybe some of the younger HVAC contractors are just starting out?
You've picked a great trade. It's a great time to get into the field. Get yourself educated. Know your product. Know your customers. And just treat your customers with integrity, and you'll succeed.
Well, Paul, thank you so much for joining us. And if you like this program, please make sure to hit the like button so we can bring you more episodes like this one. Also, make sure to hit the follow button so that you're notified of all of the upcoming episodes that we have. Paul, thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you, Ben. Appreciate it.
Thank you.